What up, y'all? Welcome to Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Want y'all to get y'all tickets to the Ball Brothers
yes.
show.
Yeah.
As of the airing of this episode. Ah, shoot, I'm all off bad. Now.
See, this is because
this is the fourth episode or third? Fourth episode?
It's the fourth episode.
Tour should be starting this week.
Yeah.
Let me double check that. Make sure I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. St. Louis. Nashville. Pretty sure there'll be tickets left in Nashville the way things are going. The show ain't canceled yet. So check out KevOnStage.com or TonyBakerComedy.com.
Yeah, get your tickets.
Do not Google us. You're going to be sent to a scam website or a reseller. Either way, you're going to be paying more than the price.
Yes.
All right, today we're talking the best movie, hip-hop album, R&B album, gospel album, music video, and song of 1993.
'93.
Let's talk movies, Tone.
Let's
kick us
it.
Off.
Oh,
man.
We kicking it off.
It was a good year for movies.
It was a good year for mm-hmm. movies, man. Jurassic Park. That's the best movie in 1993, in my humble opinion. That movie blew my head off.
Man.
Man.
Gotta have the magic word.
I remember going to see that opening weekend, and I wasn't hyped. I was just like, it was Steven Spielberg. I thought it was going to be soft. I thought it was just going to be like, not that I don't like Steven Spielberg movies, but I just thought it was going to be a little softer. Oh, dinosaurs, you know what I'm saying? Man, was I wrong.
It was a horror film for children.
Woo!
As a 10-year-old, those dinosaurs were eating people.
Oh, man.
And the velociraptors were more terrifying than T-Rex.
Absolutely.
Because T-Rex big and strong. You can run. The velociraptors are in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they got a pack.
They was in the kitchen looking.
And they smart.
Moving plates around.
Yeah, they was.
I was like, yo. And they looked so real at the time.
Oh, my God. They are real.
When they had the special effects were so detailed, they had the reflection of the computer screen on their skin when they was looking in that kitchen. I was like, yo, man, they really in there.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
That
T-Rex scene was crazy, too, though.
Yeah, it was great.
Man.
I wanted that Jeep for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
The Jurassic Park Jeep, the color mm-hmm. scheme, mm-hmm. very 93.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Was that Explorer?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about it, when you study screenwriting, they often cite Jurassic Park as a great thematic movie.
Yeah.
And the theme is, even if a man could play God,
yeah.
should he?
Right.
And that's the theme of Jurassic Park. And some, mm-hmm. you know, I think his name was John Hammond.
Yeah.
The Colonel Sanders dude, he was like, you should. But other people was like, nah, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Capitalism aspect of it.
That's why they was tripping as soon as they got there. It's like, what are you doing here? He was all excited. Like, don't you love it? No, what the fuck is going on here? They're going for a reason. You shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, because that's the other guy. Yeah. He had the mosquito in the amber. In the amber.
Yeah.
He died, didn't he?
The actor?
In the movie, what happened to him?
No, he lived.
Who died? Newman died.
The lawyer died. Sam Jackson died.
That's the guy who was in the toilet.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson died for sure.
For sure.
He was smoking the hell out of that cigarette.
The hunter died. He was.
A hunter dude died,
the
too.
Hunter died. And then that might be it.
Yeah, I don't think Jurassic Park.
They didn't have a high body count.
In Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park was crazy.
Jurassic Park was great, and they haven't got close to me.
Nah. Me neither.
I'm going to go Schindler's List.
That's your personal pick.
Schindler's List.
I don't believe you.
I like Schindler's List.
I know you like it, but that's your favorite movie of 1993. You.
Well, here's the problem. I didn't watch Schindler's List in 93, but on the rewatch, I was blown away.
It's an amazing film.
And the little kid in the red.
It's so good that it doesn't feel like an actual movie. It feels like you watched a documentary or something.
Absolutely.
But I don't believe that.
Why you don't believe me?
I just don't.
I really do
I
like
feel
it,
like
though.
You just picked it because it's like, yeah, man, that's the movie. Yeah. And that's not a movie you can keep watching.
No, you can't keep watching. I probably only see
that's
it once.
That's a one and done.
All right, man, Jurassic Park, y'all. The dinosaurs.
You could have went The Fugitive, Mrs.
Fugitive
Doubtfire.
Fugitive actually was a good time.
Miss Doubtfire.
Man, Roxy Hayes got a great bit on that. Like, man, he was a terrible father. All he had to do was pick his kids up regularly. He didn't have to do all this.
He really didn't.
All he had to do was infiltrate
the crib.
You had the kids as a regular father. Yeah. You didn't have to do all that, man.
I'm getting in there.
Toodaloo! You didn't even do all that, man. We had the visitation. And as a kid, it was like you made the mom the villain.
Yeah.
And she's not the villain. Robin Williams is the villain.
I can't remember the courtroom stipulations. Field, what did they stipulate for him? Why you didn't pick Sister Act 2?
Man, watch out, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it came out in 93.
We got The Firm. We got Indecent Proposal.
Oh, I love The Firm. Michael, is that Michael Crichton?
Yes. John Grisham.
Or John Grisham. It's one of the
Michael
other.
Crichton is Jurassic
He's
Park.
He's Jurassic Park, okay.
Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle?
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, that was when Harry met Sally.
Oh, was it?
That was when Harry met Sally.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle is Tom Hanks?
It's Meg Ryan again, but.
It's Meg Ryan.
Yeah. She's in all that. Yes.
Oh, the other one is Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
What happened to Meg Ryan? She was rom-com.
Her face
is messed up?
Yeah.
What happened to her face?
She too much work. Yeah, she don't Man? Look. She don't look right.
She don't look wrong. She's wrong.
Her son is killing her.
Oh my God.
But dude, she might watch this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is she your fan?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah. I'm talking about you feel me. You know. But anyway, you know, in the line of fire. The Pelican Brief, Cliffhanger, Free Willy, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, good movie.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, good movie.
I Bill love Murray. Groundhog Day. Cool Runnings.
Oh, my God.
Grumpy Old Men.
Some people say, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we got a bobsled team. We got the one Darius and the one Junior. Yo, Sanka, the fastest of the fastest of Jamaica sprinters. Go to the Olympics, fight for Jamaica.
Man, you know, I've never seen that movie all the way through.
What?
Every time I watch it, something happens. And I can never just sit and breeze through
it. I feel like without the nostalgia, I don't know how much you're going to love it. Jamaicans hate that movie.
I can see why.
Because the accent was not on par, apparently.
My favorite Western of all time came out in 93, Tombstone.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, my God. I'm your Huckleberry. Nightmare Before Christmas. Adam's Family Values.
Tim Burton, man.
A lot of people love that movie, though.
No, they do. My Melissa's roommate was a Tim Burton fanatic.
Yeah.
She had all the Nightmare Before Christmas.
You don't like
stuff.
Tim Burton movies?
Nah.
Did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him.
You saw Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Batman?
I don't hate him. Yeah, I seen him. He got that certain style that you could tell is his movie.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I didn't know he directed that.
Yeah.
Tim Burton directed Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, that was
his... Tell a Large March?
Yeah. That's Tim Burton.
What the hell was he doing with Pee-wee in them?
He wasn't
big.
Also,
you didn't see Pee-wee's
documentary?
He wasn't
big at the time. Huh?
You see his documentary? They made him to be this crazy criminal, and he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he's dead now.
Pee-wee was legit.
He was legit,
I didn't know
man.
He was gay.
Mm. That's why they didn't like him. He was just regular gay.
Yeah,
they're trying to make him be like a freak.
Until I watched the documentary.
He was just regular gay.
Right. I ain't know nothing about his dating life. But
me neither.
Like, oh,
man,
snap.
Who cares, man? He had the bow tie and the hat. Like,
I love Pee Wee, man.
Love Pee Wee, man.
All in.
Don't nobody care about all that gay. Let him be gay, man. He's on the big adventures. That's what I'm all
exactly.
in for.
But that was Tim Burton?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
Did you like Sleepy Hollow?
I didn't see that.
Oh,
man. Is that Tim Burton?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It's a good time. Also, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Menace to Society as well.
Menace to Society, The Good Son.
Man,
93
the good
was
son
popular,
great.
Man.
Yeah. Schindler's List, y'all. He ran the factory, man.
Carlito's Way as well.
I love Carlito's Way.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Man, we had a lot. I watched almost all those movies on VHS.
Poetic Justice.
Oh, man.
Poetic Justice is overrated, man. Let's keep it real.
You think so?
Let's keep it a stack.
How so?
It's cool, but people be gassing it.
What's wrong with it? Why they don't gas?
I don't like how they take this long-ass trip that's not a long-ass trip in real life.
Where are they going?
They were going up to Oakland. It's only four and a half hours from L.A. They made that road trip. They made that road trip seem like they went from L.A. to Chicago. I'm like, bruh, it's 4.5 hours, bro. Like, why are we stopping at family reunions? Why are we doing this? Why are we pulling over, looking at the beach? You know what I'm saying? These fights. It was just like, yo, it's 4.5 hours, bro. Five if you're in a mail truck.
No truck only go 55 miles per hour.
And then
hour, man.
Fall into love in 5 hours? Come on, man, cut the shit, man. Cut the shit. All this happening in that quick little trip up to Oakland? That's like us going to San Diego and be like, man, dog, they done broke up. I done fell in love. In 2 hours?
Peeps, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Listen, you and I make decisions every single day. But on Prize Picks, those decisions can get you paid, okay? Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Football season is here. Why not put your little knowledge to the test and get paid? Just make some simple choices, make some simple picks, and put some money up in your pocket. You ain't even got to be a supreme sports analysis genius. You could just get in on it like, I think this is going to happen and that is going to happen with this person and this dude is going to do that. Boom, pow, you're in. And if it hits, it hits. Prize Picks is the best way to win cash this football season. Which players are going to go off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your takes into cash all season long on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. So join the millions of users and sign up today. All you got to do is download the app today and use the code BALD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code BALD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. You know what I'm saying? Put that love of sports to the test and let it fill up your pockets. That sounds like a good time right there. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
All right. So we good with Jurassic Park?
Yeah, Jurassic Park, man. Let's
go. Hip hop albums, 1993. I actually have one that I have a connection with.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style.
Okay.
I don't know how. But I had that album.
Yeah.
I got my hands on that album.
When it was new.
How old was you in 93? 10.
Ooh.
And I was doing the rap on the church bus, and yeah. I was like, you guys think I'm listening to gospel. I'm listening to Snoop. Because that was with the butt. The dog's butt was the
he was
album.
Reaching. He was reaching for the tail.
Yeah, I was all
So you was like, if you give me 10 bitches, I'm going to fuck all 10?
I didn't say that.
That's what they said.
I was listening, but I didn't say it. I remember
you was taking that in with your 10-year-old ears?
I was just like,
if you give me 10 bitches, I'm going to fuck all 10 and see my homie Snoop Dogg sipping juice and gin. Don't slip.
Yeah, love the Lord, y'all. I remember we went on a Greyhound trip, and I had it, and I was just like, I would play it all the way to the end, flip that tape over, click.
Doggy Style.
With the little headphones with the little sliver. Yeah. Remember the little sliver with the little pads? The
yeah. and the headphones sat right on your ear bones.
Like about as big as a quarter.
Right on your ear bones. Just sat right on the top.
There wasn't no in-ear, wasn't no over-the-ear.
No bass. Zero bass in them shits. It was just all just
It
treble.
Was just the music just pushing into your ear, this piece of your ear. Yeah, man, this is tight, man. These headphones cost 3 cents to make.
Yeah, Doggy Style is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah.
But it did not make my pick.
What? You got to be Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Into the I knew it. You
into the Wu-Tang
36
Chambers.
You in the Wu-Tang Clan. Get a room.
Come on, man.
Get a room.
Because I love Doggy Style. Doggy Style would have been like, but then into the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers it just edged it out.
36 Chambers.
That album blew me away. It was just, it changed.
Even over the Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders?
Yeah, even over the Midnight Marauders, which is another crazy classic. Those three albums right there, crazy.
Tribe Called Quest had a good three album.
Man, I'm telling you, that three album run is.
That's a good three album run.
When you talk about three album runs, you got to talk about Tribe, Outkast, Kanye. That's the conversation.
Well, that'd be a fun episode.
The best.
Best three album runs.
Let's do it. The best album runs. And we'll see.
Gotta
how
be three.
High we get.
It doesn't have to be
three or more. We'll do three or more.
Who gonna do four though?
We'll do it on the episode.
No, I'm saying, man, who has four good albums in a row?
We'll save it for the episode.
I'm gonna write that down on our list.
Because Kendrick in the conversation.
What? Are you starting from Section 80 or are you starting from Good Kid, Mad City?
I'm starting from Good Kid.
Good Kid up to what you got? Good Kid and
Pimp a Butterfly.
Is that second?
Yeah.
Then Damn.
Mm hmm. And then
you're not counting Untitled Unmastered?
No, hell no. Oh, then Mr. Morale? That's the fourth, huh?
No, it's one more in between, isn't it? Hold on.
Now, after Damn is Mr. Morale.
So I must be counting.
Yeah, Mr. Morale ain't hit like the other three. Never mind. On the four.
Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, Pimp Butterfly, Damn, Mr. Morale, and then GNX.
Yeah, Mr. Morale wouldn't.
Untitled Unmastered
It didn't match up to the other three.
Yeah, it was very good, introspective, but it was like, though. It was a hard listen, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was going through some stuff. Which I like. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Four albums. Outkast got four.
Yeah, for sure.
Me, personally, The Roots have several back-to-backs. Kanye West.
His first 3 are great.
So if we do College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808. Do we count 808?
I do, but that 808 and Heartbreak is a very polarizing album.
It's a game changer for sure.
It is a game. But that's the thing, that on the coefficient of what came after,
yeah,
that's part of it. But like that album specifically.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
If he was to do Graduation, then My Dark Twisted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you don't get to My Dark Twisted without 808 and Heartbreak. He started experimenting with what became My Dark Twisted. And you birthed, you know, or you could argue that Kid Cudi birthed him. Now that we know what we know, you realize it's a lot of stuff was going the other way.
Because my intro to Kid Cudi was that song on 808. Right?
Yeah. And, you know, maybe that was more Kid Cudi sound.
That probably was. I think
Kanye.
It was.
Yeah. Now that we know Kanye works.
Yeah. I bet you that was Kid Cudi sound. Yeah, absolutely. Like, let me get in on this. Be on my album. You know, let's get it cracking, Kid Cudi.
But listen, Tone, I ain't going to hold you. Fred Hammond, he got a run, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Inner Court.
Yeah.
Spirit of David.
Yep.
Purpose by Design.
And don't forget the next one you about to say. That Spirit of David go hard,
though. Life. Chapters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I'd be arguing that nobody in gospel has
Let's
a better
Let's do this as an episode, man.
I meant to write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Oh, I did. Man. Best 3 album runs. Or best album runs. Yeah.
Who?
Stevie was winning Album of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Stevie got a hell of a run.
Album of the Year, though.
Yeah.
Didn't he win it like 3 out of 5 years? Like every time he released an album.
Run is crazy.
I don't think
reason I fade out on Stevie is just because I wasn't old enough at the time to really
and listen to it.
But when you go back,
I always think about the fact that there's people walking around the earth and Stevie was releasing music and they was going and buying it. Yeah. It was just like,
you get that new Stevie one?
Bruh, going into the record store and then Stevie's new album, listening to it today, hot off the presses.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I feel jealous, man.
Yeah.
Because I want to go and be like, man, new Stevie, y'all.
You get that Inner Visions?
Oh, Inner Visions out? The weekend it came out? Probably had so much sex. Oh, my God.
Unprotected, too.
We listening to all this on the retrospective. It's all out.
Yeah.
Like somebody, they got to build with Stevie.
Man. Songs in the Key of Life when it was new? When it was new?
Go, he was on the radio. Go get my new album, y'all. Songs in the Key of Life. Stevie Wonder, y'all. It's out now.
He was facing the wrong way. He was, though. He might have been.
Tone don't care about the grades, Leah. He don't respect the grades.
Hey, man, here's a microphone.
Yeah, we're gonna get the new album.
He's like, y'all make sure y'all get my new album. And then they just follow him with the mic. Like, put it in there. Maybe.
We were at the BET Awards this last year, man. They wanted him off the stage. Did you watch it?
Uh-uh.
He was standing there next to Jamie, and they were like, hey, man. So somebody came up and was like, he's like, what? It's just go back a little bit. Because he didn't know. He was standing there. Jamie was talking, and Steve was just like.
He was facing them?
Yeah, he was just listening, like. And then somebody came and was like, hey, man, just can you just watch out? Because Jamie was talking for long.
Yeah.
And Steve was just like, yeah, man. Because he can't go. He don't know where the stage is.
Oh, man.
It was not funny. It was like somebody wants to get him. They're like, man, get him out of there, y'all. We got other stuff.
If we can get Stevie up out of there. You know they was bad back there doing productions. Can we get Stevie off the stage?
All right.
Peeps, do you feel like you got to spend big bucks or spend mad time in the kitchen to have a delicious meal at home? Think again. When you use Every Plate, you get restaurant-level deliciousness week after week with recipes like crispy buffalo ranch chicken and cheesy Mexican street corn hash. First of all, that sounds amazing. You'll spend less on this flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. Cooking the same things over and over? That's me. That's me right there. That's me all day. Cooking the same things over and over is me all day. I will eat the same thing all week long and not even flinch. But I'll be wanting to just diversify. But I just know myself. You got to know yourself. And I know myself. I'm going to eat the same thing all day long. Up your dinner game in 30 minutes or less with Every Plate's clear, easy-to-follow recipes. Thanks to Every Plate's constantly rotating weekly recipes delivered right to your door, you always have the best answer to, what's for dinner? Okay. I feel like that's something I need. That's something I struggle with, diversifying the lineup for my weekly meals. And with something like Every Plate, this is right up my alley. That way I ain't got to think about it. I can make my decisions early. Week is planned out. Boom. And now we varied in the lineup. That's all you want, man. You want that variation in your lineup. You know what I'm saying? So what are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy this special offer of only $1.99 a meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use the code BALD199 to get started. Applied as discount on the first box. Limited time only. Again, go to everyplate.com/podcast. Use the code BALD199 to get started. Apply it as discount on first box. Limited time only. Diversify the meals, y'all. Get that Every Plate going. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
All right, honorable mentions real quick. Diggable Planets. De La Soul's third album, Balloon Mind State.
Balloon Mind State.
Strictly for My Niggas, Tupac. 93 Till Infinity, Souls of Mischief. Back the Fuck Up by Onyx. Black Sunday by Cypress Hill. Black Moon. 1993 by Naughty by Nature. Black Rain by Queen Latifah, which is the first album to go gold by a female MC.
Nice.
By a woman MC, I'm sorry. And
when you said that, is it wrong there? I don't think it's wrong.
Pulled me to the side when I was saying female MCs. She was just like, can you just say women? And I was like, all right.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that's, I think in that term, it's descriptive. Yeah. If you be like, you females, that's derogatory.
Yeah.
But if you're like describing the difference between like
right
male or female.
Because I was really highlighting the difference there.
Right. So that's why I don't know if is it wrong. It's not wrong then. Okay, you just can't be like, y'all females.
Oh, yeah.
Emotional. Get back in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's what it's wrong.
No, I'll never do that.
Y'all females is just emotional.
You females is in your feelings, man.
Because even Craig was trying to defend, hey, man, Debo, that's a female. Like, hey, first of all, watch how you talk to me. Nah, but I was just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
That's a female.
Yeah, female MC. Queen Latifah also, man, I want to play Taboo with her.
Oh, I would love to play Taboo.
I feel like she'd be so cool at a game night. She'd probably make something really good.
Absolutely.
You know, like, oh, Queen Latifah's on the macaroni, y'all.
Yeah,
Dana, man.
I
want to
hang out with Queen Latifah.
Me too, man. Honey Blonde, growing out of her
hair.
Stop
hiding from us. Enough. Yeah, it is Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. That's my pick.
All right. R&B albums, 1993. Mm-hmm. I just want to do this, and you should know.
I already know what you're doing.
Man.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, my God. I watched a documentary and found out that was her husband.
Of course it was.
And his idea. He was like her creative director.
I bet it was his idea. How about I hold your titties for the photo shoot? Don't promise me a good time. What if he hired somebody else though? What if he was that dedicated to his job? Yeah, we can get Tony in there to grab. Just grab him. Like, yo, man, this is your wife, man. Just grab him, man. It's gonna be a good photo.
Man,
I got big hands though. I might have made him.
You would have been all up.
I would have made
him
look flat.
It would have been a freaky album cover. Like yours are like freaking tree roots. Janet Jackson would have been like,
they would have thought she had a shirt on. Like, man, what kind of shirt is that?
He had to have the right size hands.
Yeah, he had to come in.
Your hands are way too big, man. Banana hands. Jack Black said that in Shallow Hal. Tony Robbins prayed for him. What the hell are you doing, banana hands?
I'd have had her looking flat chested up on that mug. Now, for the 93 R&B albums, we know which one was the one.
Which is the one?
But we just can't say.
Oh, yeah, man. Watch out.
But we know.
Yeah, man, we don't know nothing, man.
But we don't know nothing, man. We know which
Janet
one was
Jackson,
that move.
You got SWV About Time. Tevin Campbell, I'm ready. You got Escape, Humming coming at you. Tony Braxton. There's a lot of things
that's
to choose
from.
That's
my pick.
Tony Braxton?
Tony Braxton's debut album.
The debut album.
Yeah, man. She had hits on there.
Tony Braxton.
She had hits on that album. That's what I'm going with. Janet's album is the honorable mention.
So funny, Tony Braxton, the debut album, Beyonce dressed like her for Halloween, and Kris Jenner thought she was dressing like her.
What?
Kris Jenner thought, she was like, oh, thank you, Beyonce. They're like, girl, this is Tony Braxton's debut album cover.
She wild for that.
Breathe Again.
Look at the singles.
Another sad love song, Breathe Again, Seven Whole Days, You Mean the World to Me, and Belong
ways?
To You, How Many Ways?
How?
Man, she was releasing singles from June of 1993 to June of 1994 for that album.
You got to stretch it out, man.
That album sold 5 million copies in the U.S. and 10 million copies worldwide.
Man, I thought it sold more than that.
10 million copies.
I think they're capping the numbers. Hold on, man.
Are they?
I think it did more than that in the U.S. Yes, yeah, it's 8 times platinum.
Tony Braxton's only 57.
In the U.S.
Toni Michelle. She's so doggone beautiful.
Man, short-haired Tony Braxton.
Short-haired Tony!
Let me tell y'all something right now. She on my chest right now. But
that's the album, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is it.
Man, I can't stop doing without. Short-haired Tony Braxton. I want it in. This is what I was listening to in high school.
That's what that means the most to us. Whatever we're listening to,
we was listening
to
straight up grown R&B in high school. You
I
mean
was
the world
10
to
listening
me,
to this.
Man.
I was like Tony on the headphone pads.
She was gorgeous, dog.
All right, gospel album 1993. Yeah,
that's why I come in.
The best gospel album 1993 to me, John P. Key's Strength. I still listen to the album to this day.
You can't. You can't.
Atlanta, all right. Yep. Yes.
John P. Key gonna do it every time. He gonna do it every time, man. He gonna come in with them robust vocals. I remember this album.
I listen to this album all the time.
I always come back to it. I come back to this album weekly.
Song says, I do.
Yep.
Easily my favorite album, 1993. Let's move on to music videos. What you got, Tone?
I got That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson. I just like the chill vibe of that video. It looked like they was really just hanging out.
Is that Eric Benet in there?
No, I don't think he's in there.
Gary Dordan?
No. Wait.
I think of a different song?
I don't think he was in there. I think he was in
That's the Way. That's the Way.
That's the Way. Jennifer Lopez is in the video, chilling. Boop, 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 boop. They all just chilling around, lounging around.
Boop, 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 like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. Oh, and they got the little Spanish hacienda house.
And her friends was fine.
Yeah,
so was like,
she was fine too. She was lit differently than everybody else.
Yeah. And they were just talking and chilling. Yeah. It looked like that whole video just smelled good. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
They got her lit.
It is Gary in there, huh?
Is it him?
Is that him? Do.
No, that's not him.
That's not. Oh, okay. I feel like he was in one of them videos. Beep do 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 do. Beep 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 do do do. All right, what video you got, girl?
That's mine.
Oh, we got the same video.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay.
That's the Way Love Goes. That was just, it's very 93 to me.
Yeah.
Different type of 93, but that's my favorite one.
All right, so we got to do best song.
Best song of 1993. For me, it's very simple. SWB, V, Week.
That was 93? That's 92.
Are you sure? My research says 93, because their album came out.
Their album came out in 92.
Am I tripping?
I don't know.
Did
man.
I do my Googles wrong?
Cue it up.
It is 92.
Man. Yeah, make it out of here. Man.
Scram. Why is it saying 93 on my
Scram.
Computer? All right, well, you're out, weak.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak.
I'm going gin and juice then.
Okay. Sticking with the doggy style.
Yeah.
All
right. That was just a moment.
Gin and
man.
Juice. Boom. All right. I'm going with, I'm on the fence. Since you say I can't do, you know, in the now, right?
Yeah.
Because I was going to do Anniversary by Tony.
Yes. That song's 9 minutes long, by the way.
Yeah, I love the full version.
Man.
I love that song from minute one. I'm like, man, I love this song.
Yeah.
But I also love Cream by Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, cash rules everything around me. Cream gets the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules.
Ding, 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 ding. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to keep it gangster, man. I'm going to cream it up. I'm going to cream that shit up, man. Pause. I'm going to cream it up, man.
Come on, man.
I'm creaming it up. Creaming the crop, man. Because I was going to do Anniversary, but since as a grown man, I appreciate Anniversary even more now, but I'm going to go with Cream. Wu-Tang Clan.
All right. That's 1993? All right. Hell yeah, man. Now we're cooking with grease.
Now we're cooking with grease. We breezing through these episodes.
Yeah, man.